Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Every week, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to consciously come into communion with the source of all that is God in us as us. I emphasize this because it is important that we recognize and honor the sacred, the holy of holy, the divine, that is right where we are. We don't have to go necessarily to church or temples or mosque to connect with the divine. For God, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time, is right where we are. But as we come into community, we amplify the thoughts, the prayers, the ideas that are shared. So welcome. We continue with our series of the 12 things God cannot do. We're all familiar with the statement of Jesus who said that with God all things are possible. And this is still true and unchanging. But what we are examining in this series are the things that cannot go against the nature of God. And today, the third thing that God cannot do is God cannot break a promise. The word promise appears more than 100 times in sacred scripture. It is also represented as the word, or God says. It is noted that Everett Storms, a school teacher in Canada, made a detailed study of the promises of God during his 27th reading of the Bible, a task which took him a year and a half or more. He came up with a grand total of 8,810 promises. And of that number, 7,487 of them were promises made by God to humankind. That's an awful lot of promises, of which God has never, can never break. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us." as I thought about this, how to codify all these promises that God has made us, I put them into several categories. There are more. And perhaps that's something that you might like to do, to think for yourself, what other categories could we think or place the promises of God into? So I'm going to share a few of them with you and validate them with some sacred texts. The first category is that God is unfailing. 1 Chronicles 28:20 says, David also said to Solomon his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. Psalm 89:34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. When I think of all the various verses and categories and promises, knowing that God is the unfailing source for my every need, know that no matter what I'm going through, God's presence, God's power, God's life is unfailing in its operation in me, through me, as me. We can be certain of God's unfailing presence as well as God's unfailing promises in our lives. The second category I chose was that God cares. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Isaiah 46:4 says, I am your God and will take care of you until you are old and your hair is gray. I made you and will care for you. I will give you help and rescue you. At times when I am inclined to stress or worry or fret or get anxious, I always call to mind 1 Peter that I am to cast all my anxiety on him. Not some of it, not this thing or that thing and not the other, but to cast all of my concerns, all of my worries, all of my frustrations, all of my angst upon God. As Isaiah said, he will be with me until I am old and gray. Because he made me, he will care for me. My third category that I chose was that God is ever with us. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your manner of living be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Genesis 28:15 says, behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. It is comforting and reassuring to know that God is ever with me. Often, you know, when I pray, I always mention that it doesn't matter where I be, whether in the depths of the sea or the highest mountains, there God is, right where I am. There is no place you can go where God will not be with you. The fourth category I chose was God strengthens us. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. There are times when I'm faced with situations, conditions, circumstances that seem overwhelming, that seem too hard for me, too tough for me, too much for me. I'm emboldened and empowered when I remember that God is my refuge and my strength. I am strengthened when I remember that there is nothing too hard for God to do. Therefore, as I align with the Spirit of God in me, as me, through me, I can do all things. And finally, God is our protection. Psalm 5:11-12 says, but let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name will be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. My favorite, from Psalm 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. When I have been in situations when I have felt afraid, Psalm 91 is my favorite. The remembrance that he has given his angels charge over me to guide me in all my ways. So whether it's a flyover that I'm about to take a deep breath and drive up upon, or whatever it is, I know that I am protected. But you see, my beloved, it's not enough to know that these promises exist. It's not enough to know that there are 7,800 plus promises in the Bible. For they mean nothing if they are not activated. I read that God's promises aren't automated, they are activated. And I thought about that phrase for a while. They exist. And whilst we may remember them, unless we actually call them into action, activate them, then they are nothing. They're simply words written in a book somewhere. And I thought about, how do we activate the promises of God? And I thought of three things. There are more, but three is sufficient for us today. To activate the promises of God, we first need to soften our hearts. And let me explain first with a sacred text to show what I mean. From Hebrews 3:7-10. So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear the voice, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me for the 40 years they saw what I did. So when I'm saying we need to soften our hearts, we need to lose that stubbornness of our ego that lets our head rule our hearts, as opposed to listening to that still small voice of intuition, of spirit, that is forever whispering its guidance to us. We know that the children of Israel, they were many, they never saw the promised land. Their hearts were hardened. irrespective of all the miracles and wonders that God did for them when he led them out of Egypt. So for those who had hardened their hearts, who failed to realize, remember, recognize, accept all that God had did and would continue to do, they walked that desert for 40 years. Until that generation of hard-hearted people had died off, and a new generation who was open to listening, they were the ones that entered the promised land. When your hearts are hardened, when you are in your head, you cannot hear the still small voice of spirit that allows you to realign, and reconnect with its promises. As you soften your heart, you are activating the promises of God. You can hear and remember the promises of God. The second thing I thought of to help us activate the promises of God is patience. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." So let's break that down a little. God does not operate on the 24/7 clock that we do. God does not operate on the 365 days a year that we have categorized and calendarized a year and our life. God is waiting patiently upon us to see how our trust, our faith, and our belief is working, to see whether we are truly accepting that what he said it will do, that it will come to pass. We see that when we look at the example of Abraham and Sarah. We know that Abraham was promised to be the father of many nations, and that his seed would be abundant across the earth. We know that Sarah was promised a child. Now we know that these things did not happen until well into their latter years, to the point where Sarah scoffed, how could she bear a child in their 90s? To the point where she was impatient and gave her maidservant to Abraham to lay down with so that he could bear a heir. You see, God's time is not our time. And you know, if you know me well enough to know that I always say that divine order is in order. That God's time is always perfect. You see, as I've shared with you before, the psalmist said that we were to have courage as we waited upon the Lord. We need courage because we are impatient. If we are to activate the promises of God, we need to be patient and wait upon him. My beloved, as I have said often, the spiritual path is not for the faint-hearted. We have to come out of our heads and into our hearts. We have to come away from thinking, wanting, needing things to happen in our time, and recognize that God's time is always the perfect time. I have seen over and over again, when something didn't happen when I thought it should or when I felt I needed it to, when it did eventually happen, I was able to see how things fell into place that could not have happened had it occurred earlier. I'm sure as you reflect back in your life, you can see those same occasions as well. The third thing I thought was a good activator, and it goes almost without saying, is faith. Hebrews 6:12 says, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You see, again in Hebrews it says we walk by faith and not by sight. We have to look beyond the appearances of what is happening or what's not happening to know that God's promises are unchanging and unchangeable. God cannot break its promise. No matter which promise you want to choose out of the 7,800 plus, they are as true today as they were true when they were written. It is our faith, it is patience, it is the softening of our hearts that can activate the promises of God. My beloved, the promises of God are true. And only as we activate them can we realize them, can we experience them, can we know them. My poem is by Catherine Pulsifer, who's entitled, His Promises Never Die. God's promises never die. Throughout the Bible revealed, they cannot and will not defile or ever be repealed. The Lord never tells a lie. His promises are never dead. Our faith allows us to trust in Him, to keep each precious word He said. All we must do is believe, which God promised we could do. It is written in His holy scriptures, believe in His blessed word that's true. I love the quote that I shared yesterday from D.L. Moody. He says, God never made a promise that was too good to be true. Steve Lawson says, God's promises to meet our needs, not our greeds. And Sheila Walsh says, in these uncertain times, I know 100% that I can stake my life on the unshakable, unchanging promises of God. So my story is by Catherine Tripp, who says, I was out of work, facing foreclosure, and feeling worthless. To get my mind off things, a friend took me to a music festival where we stopped at a jewelry booth. I commented on a gorgeous necklace and the salesman said he'd love to sell it to me. I told him I'd love to buy it, but I was about to be homeless. Half an hour later, I felt a tap on my shoulder. The man from the booth pressed the necklace into my hand and said, I hope things get better soon. I realized then there is still great kindness in the world and I do matter. After that, everything fell into place. I had the courage to call about a job and I was hired. I found a program that would pay my mortgage for 18 months. One single act of kindness from a stranger changed my life forever. That was by Catherine Tripp. You see, the promises of God are unfailing. You never know how God will use someone to bless your life or to use you to bless someone else's life. I don't know how much else or how else to convey and convince how God, the unchanging and unchangeable, who cannot break his promises, who wants to bless you, but you need to activate your faith, your patience, and your softening of your heart so that you can receive the blessings of God, so that you can experience all that God has in store for you. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Under God Management. The first is a quote from Dr. Michael Beckwith. Conscious union with the Spirit bestows the manifestation of all needs met. Ernest Holmes says, things crowd in on us until we lose some of the greatest of all gifts. The simple, spontaneous joy of living and a trust in the power of good, which alone is able, ready, and willing to meet our needs. The author writes, my eye doctor was proofing his notes for my visit out loud when he said, glaucoma is under God management. He chuckled, oops, that's not right. That should be good management. No, you were right the first time, I exclaimed. My glaucoma is under God's management. Pigmentary glaucoma was discovered 13 years prior. My routine appointment just happened to be scheduled with my regular doctor's daughter, who was working in the office for a couple of months in the summer. Fresh from school, she was taking her time in scrutinizing everything. I hadn't even made it home from the appointment when the office called me back telling me they needed to do further tests right away. During this process, doctors discovered that tiny flakes of pigment from my iris were clogging my eye ducts and raising the pressure in my eyes, harming my vision. The condition was easily remedied with medication, and further damage has been completely arrested. That was God management at work. God orchestrated the discovery and remedy of my glaucoma. I love the idea of God management, which doesn't mean my life is predetermined. One dictionary definition of manage is to take care of. That is exactly what the God within each of us does. It takes care of our lives, seeing that we have what we need when we need it. Beloved, God's management comes under God's promises that when we activate them, we can see God's promises manifesting in our lives. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for our meditative reflection. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. God, God's life, God's energy, God's breath is our life, energy. So let us be cognizant as we take the next 3 deep breaths in that we are activating consciously the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Breathe in the renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Inhale. hold. Gently, slowly release. For the third and final time, inhale. Now affirm, I am a manifestation of spirit. I commune with the invisible presence within me until there comes a certainty that is beyond hope, something that enables me to see the future as clear-eyed as I see the past. I have the joy of knowing I will live forever. I am aware of the divine within me, peace, quiet, and confidence flow through my thought. I know that inspiration and guidance are mine. I permit myself to be moved upon by divine intelligence, laying aside every sense of burden or false responsibility, losing all fear and uncertainty from my thought. I enter into my kingdom of good today. I know that this kingdom is accessible to all. I see through all apparent contradictions to the one perfect being in every person. I see through all confusion to the one divine presence at the center of everything. God's world is not a world of illusion, but of realities. All that exists is for the purpose of expressing life. This includes everything: a tree, a rose, my own physical body. Nothing can be excluded from this omnipresence. It was this presence that Moses communed with through the burning bush. The divine flame that surrounded the bush with an aura of light and color. This flame of divinity penetrates everything. God is ever flowing through me as perfect life. I am a manifestation of that energy, the love, the peace, and the power of spirit. From Ernest Holmes, 365. Take a deep breath in as we allow those powerful words of affirmation to resound within your being. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the light, the life, the love, the presence, the power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, knowing that we have all the promises that have been written to use, to utilize, to activate, let us soften our hearts, being patient and expressing faith as we align with those promises that we need to bless, to serve, and to help us navigate this thing called life and living. Let us activate the promises from an unchanging God who cannot break his word, who, as our teacher reminded us, is the same yesterday, today, world without end. Let us know in all confidence that your promises are true, that you care for us, that you will strengthen us, that you will protect us, that you are ever with us. Mother, Father, God, you are an all-loving provider, an all-loving carer, an all-loving parent. Let us embrace all of your promises, knowing that as you bless our lives, we too can bless others. For everything that is happening in our world, whilst at times it may seem overwhelming, whilst at times it seems that there is great division, let us come to the acceptance and the belief that there is only oneness, that there is only your life, your power, your presence, existing in and through all of creation. That just as we are one with you, we are one with each other. Mother, Father, God, as we hold in our hearts at this time a world that works for all sentient beings, for all of nature, for all of creation, two-legged, four-legged, wind, finned, hoof. Let us rededicate ourselves to being a beneficial presence on this earth at this time. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal promises, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm aloud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm aloud, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. I rest in the delightful knowledge.
I rest in the delightful knowledge.
That my life is under God management.
Is under God's management.
Every second of every day. Continually guiding me.
In what I need.
Our Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me. Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free. May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the life of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, you may learn a bit by reading, but you will understand with love. So, my beloveds, we've come to the close of today's Sunday Soul Connection. My closing song for you today is by Elevation Worship, and our song is entitled God of the Promise. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was elevation worship and God of the promise. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. As always, peace and blessings.